It is incredible that a man who won the 1970 Nobel Peace Prize for saving millions of lives from starvation and is called the father of the Green Revolution and recently was awarded a Congressional Gold Medal is not a household name. However, to those that do know Dr. Norman Borlaug and his extraordinary achievements, want to learn all they can from this 93-year-old Nobel laureate. At a recent luncheon for his own Borlaug Fellows, the Nobel laureate talked to the students about the prize-winning research he did in the 1950s.
It happened in the crop of wheat, and the basic technology was developed in Mexico, a country where wheat is not a very important crop. And yet, because of the way the research was done, the breadth of its adaptation, and it was used around the world in many spring wheat countries.
And Borlaug said it was young students like them that brought all of the research together in Mexico to create the higher yield wheat. And Borlaug said all of that research was shared and taken back to the students' respective countries. During this time, there was not enough food crops being produced in India and Pakistan and other third world countries to feed those people, and millions were starving. But there had not been time enough to produce enough seed from the high-yield wheat crop. So here's what happened next.
It would have taken 5 to 7 years to have multiplied this seed to a point where it could have produced an impact. And suggestions were made that large quantities of seed should be imported. People said, oh, this has never been done before. And I said, but they have never had data like these from 100 different locations in many different developing countries. And decisions were made by the government of both Pakistan and India.
Borlaug said, now imagine this.
Most people don't know about the magnitude of seed that was moved from one country to another. 18,000 tons, not of grain, of seed, went to India, 42,000 to Pakistan.
But Borlaug said the high-yield wheat variety and the ships of seeds would never have happened without teamwork.
This could not have been done without collaboration between scientists in many different disciplines and also across different country borders. People of very different ideologies, also difference in culture, in ethnic background, and I dare say in religion. They all work together like a team.
And perhaps that is still the key to peace around the world. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.